You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. Morning, everybody. The Civic Media Radio Network. For Father's Day. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and we're on the air till high noon, Central Time. All over the world at civicmedia.us. Tell you about my favorite Father's Day movie. You'll be surprised. It's a movie hardly anybody's seen. But I'll give you the movie later. Tell you about it. And tell you how you can watch it free. Well, we're on the air till high noon Central Time. On this day to honor our dads. Not just natural fathers, but stepfathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, foster fathers, adoptive fathers. Shall I go on? Okay, I will. Even sugar daddies. Yeah, there's a song for them, too. For every dream that's ever taken flight, there's a father who believed in us. One dad is worth more than 100 schoolmasters. No, I didn't make that up. That's George Herbert. Music of the Stars. Happy Dad's Day, everybody. Pacific Media Radio Network. Francis Albert Sinatra.
My thoughts may stray. My eyes may roam. The neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, and it makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's raiding dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife.
Music of the Stars. What a great tune to open with, no? Here's Stephen Eady. That was Nelson Riddle with Frank. Cy Coleman wrote that.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. I can't imagine anything. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you never let me down. You turn my life around. The sweetest days I found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I love the life we've made.
Remember what I used to do, who I trusted, and who I listened to before. I swear you taught me everything I know. I can't imagine needing someone so. Through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all the good and bad, I know how much we've had. I've always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You kiss my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you. Down. We'd always work things out. I
What Our Fathers Made Of by Paul Harvey. A father is a thing that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a thing that growls when it feels good and laughs very loud when it's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. And that's partly fear, too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father is a thing that gets very angry when the first school grades are not so good as he thinks they should be. And so he scolds his son or his daughter, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father is a thing that goes away to war sometimes. He learns to swear and shoot and spit through his teeth, and he would run the other way except that this war is part of his only important job in life, which is making the world better for his child than it has been for him. Fathers grow old faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs aboard. While mothers can cry where it shows, fathers have to stand there and beam outside and die inside. Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers are what give daughters away to other men who are not nearly good enough, so that they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop. There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with three heads: weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, there's little difference. As they march away to each workday, fathers make bets with insurance companies who will live the longest. Though they know the odds, they keep right on betting. Even as the odds get higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. One day they lose. But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bet is paid off to the part of him he leaves behind. I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. He won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. No. He'll be busy there too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets, smoothing the way.
When she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more than that, you pray. Boys come around when they want a date. Girls may only stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby toy. You trust her. But worry, 'cause you were once a boy. When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray.
Nick Perito wrote that, and Irwin Drake, the orchestra, the music of the stars.
And my father, who's also in heaven, may the light of this flickering candle illuminate the night the way your spirit illuminates my soul.
Kissing me.
Barbra Streisand from the 80s, and that was written by the Bergmans. Nobody better. Alan and Marilyn Bergman for Yentl. Here's a tune from Germany. Before the War was a big hit in America in the mid-50s. This is Connie Francis. The Music of the Stars.
Oh, mein Papa, to me he was so wonderful. Oh, mein Papa, to me.
Oh,
the original Eddie Calvert, his most famous recording. The Music of the Stars, great tune, and I'll bet that's the only one that some people could think of to play for Dad's Day. Got a lot of stuff. We'll be on the air till noon.
That's all the contestants we had lined up for this evening. Unless, of course, there's some other talented amateur out there in the audience who would like to come up here on the stage and show us what he or she can do. How about it, folks? Anyone else?
Yes, sir. There's someone, Alf Gomer.
Well, good. We've got another contestant. And a Marine. What do you do, son?
Oh, no, sir.
He sings. Yes, sir. That's what he does. He sings.
Huh?
He's got a beautiful voice. Wait till you hear.
Well, a singing Marine. Wonderful. Let's get him up here, folks. Come on, gang.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You want to hear you sing.
Be careful you don't slip. There's still some egg white over here.
Sir, there's something I'd like to explain.
What's your name, Private?
Gomer Pye, but you see, I'm not the one
that
was...
I know what you're going to say. You're not prepared. But your buddy out there said you've got a fine singing voice. Now, don't worry about the band. They'll follow you. Now, what's it going to be, Gomer?
Well, no, there must be some mistake.
Now, wait a minute. That's like a Marine. You're not going to back down now, are you? Maybe he needs a little encouragement, ladies and gentlemen, huh? Now, what's it going to be?
Well... there is one song that I like a whole lot.
Yes?
It's...
of course they know it.
Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful. Oh, my papa, to me he was so good. No one could be.
Hey, Frank, give me what you got in the register.
And so lovable. Oh, my papa, he always understood. Gone are the days when he would take me on his knee, and with a smile he'd change my tears to laughter. Oh, my papa, so funny, so adorable, always the clown, so funny in his way. Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful, deep in my heart I miss him so too.
Don't go away. We need you. Stand right over there. Now, if we get all our contestants up here, this will be it, folks. This is the time, the moment of truth. Now, we're going to judge this strictly by applause. This is Sam Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Sam. Miss Candy Rosenzweig.
Thank you.
Stanley Chudikoff. Is wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very, very much, folks. Thank you very, very much. And better luck next time. Thank you.
There's the one we remember, Eddie Fisher, 1954.
Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful. Yeah. tears to laughter. Oh, my papa, so funny, so
Jackie Gleason.
Listen, son. I'm saying this to you as you lie asleep. One little hand crumpled under your cheek. Blonde curls on your forehead. I've just stolen into your room alone. A few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the den, a hot, stifling wave of remorse swept over me. I couldn't resist it, and guiltily I came to your bedside. These are the things I was thinking, son. I had been cross. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face just a dab with a towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when I found that you had thrown some of your things on the floor. And at breakfast, too, I found fault. You spilled things. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. As you started off to play and I made for my car, you turned and waved your little hand and called, "Goodbye, Daddy." And I frowned and said in reply, "Straighten your shoulders." And then it began all over again in the late afternoon. As I came up the hill, I spied you down on your knees playing marbles. There were holes in your stockings. And I humiliated you before your boyfriends by making you march ahead of me back to the house. Stockings are expensive, and if you had to buy them, you'd be more careful. Imagine that, son. From a father. Such stupid logic. And do you remember later when I was sitting in the den? How you came in softly and timidly with sort of a hurt look in your eyes? And I glanced up over my paper, impatient at the interruption. You hesitated at the door. "What is it you want?" I snapped. You said nothing but ran across in one plunge and threw your arms around my neck and kissed me. Again and again. And your small arms tightened with an affection that God had set blooming in your heart and which even neglect could not wither. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterward that my paper slipped from my hands and a terrible, sickening fear came over me. Suddenly I saw my horrible selfishness, and I felt sick at heart. What was habit doing to me? The habit of complaining, of finding fault, of reprimanding. All of these were my reward to you for being only a small boy. It wasn't that I didn't love you. It was that I expected too much of youth. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own age. And son, I'm sorry. I promise never to let my impatience, my nervousness, my worries, ever again muddle or conceal my love for you.
Jackie Gleason. He couldn't sing, but could he write music? No, that's not true. He couldn't write. He composed. He had a stenographer write. Jackie Gleason. I don't have any problem with him calling himself the great one. Here's Phil Silvers. On the Music of the Stars.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs. All of my life, all of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets. All of my life, I thought there was nothing to life. Just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You too can be the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing to life. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on. It's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion. And I made it. Funny? Funny? Want to hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Kay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is UB Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job. Way up there. The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You too can be on top.
be an overnight sensation, meet the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my whole damn life.
Phil Silvers, as you've never heard him before. Dean Martin next.
What's yesterday if we can never say remember when? Life with no past, a show with no cast. Can you picture them? Once a day, when the chill just won't go away, you have something to warm you in the warmest way. Time will allow one moment of it now, then it's yesterday. Girl, you've got to will to make time stand still. Don't throw this away. Move your eyes in a way that it tickles me.
Has to be contended with. The confrontation of those problems are vital to today's existence. And the young people are right. Tell it where it was ever. I'm sorry that I moved up forward so much and that you had to look at my back. I'll work back here as much. Oh, it's all right to move forward? Then bend your head. What do I worry about? Okay. I would like to do a tune, ladies and gentlemen, that's a favorite of mine. And I'm sure that when you hear it, you'll know that it's my favorite. This particular number was recorded by one of the best singers in the world, as far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion, Julius LaRosa. He did this song about 5 or 6 years ago, And it's probably the nicest lyric you've ever heard, and I would like to do it and dedicate it tonight to an old, old buddy of mine, General Pershing.
Oh. This is Jerry Lewis. On the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
It's over. All over. And soon somebody else will make a fuss about you. But what about me? It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will tell his friends about you. But what about me? You'll find somebody new. But what am I to do? I'll still remember you. When you have forgotten, and maybe a baby climb upon your knee and put his arms about you. But what about me?
Jeff, why don't you do the number for your dad? We'll back you up, won't we, fellas?
Sure.
I can't.
I think he'd like to hear it.
This is Paul Peterson, 1962 on the Donna Reed Show.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad, now here is a man. To me, he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong, my dad. My dad. Now he understands. When I bring him troubles to share, oh, he's always there, my dad. When I was small, I felt 10 feet tall. Someday my own son will say, my dad, now here is a man.
Mary. This is supposed to be a happy moment.
I want to tell you about my favorite Father's Day movie. It was a flop in theaters 30 years ago. It's called Stewart Saves His Family. See, I knew you wouldn't know about it. It was a takeoff on a Saturday Night Live skit, but it's very profound.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.